This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with eminent economists in New Delhi today. He will elicit the views and suggestions for the upcoming union budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting, along with Vice Chairman Suman Bedi and other members of the Niti Aayog. Earlier this morning, Prime Minister reached New Delhi after concluding his three-day, two-nation official visit to Russia and Austria. Mr. Modi described his Austria visit historic and immensely productive, which has added vigor to the two countries' friendship. Wrapping up his visit to Austria, Mr. Modi said he is happy to attend diverse programs in Vienna and thank Chancellor Karl Nehammer, the Austrian government and the people for the hospitality and affection. In a joint statement along with the Austrian Chancellor, Mr. Modi said that he also held detailed discussions on the current geopolitical situation in the world, including the conflict in Ukraine and the situation in West Asia. The second Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral, technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat, will begin today in New Delhi. The External Affairs Minister has informed that External Affairs Minister Jaishankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. It added that the event will provide an opportunity for the grouping's members to broaden and deepen cooperation across sectors, including in the fields of security, connectivity, trade and investment in the Bay of Bengal region and littoral areas. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will address the members of both houses of Maharashtra legislature today. On the second day of his visit tomorrow, the Vice President will address the faculty and students of Narsi Monji Institute of Management Studies, NMIMS, Mumbai. Mr. Dhankar will also visit Raj Bhavan. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 22 people have lost their lives in rain-related accidents in the last 24 hours. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will visit the flood-affected areas of Shravasti district in Tarai region today. A correspondent reports that 11 people died in Pratapgarh, while 6 in Sultanpur and 5 people lost their lives in Chandoli district due to lightning. In Jammu and Kashmir, the administration has established a 7-member panel to identify foreign nationals who have been illegally overstaying in J&K for the past 13 years. This initiative aims to facilitate the deportation of these individuals and address the issue of illegal immigration. The committee has to identify foreign nationals illegally overstaying in the Union Territory since 2011. In Assam, another 5 people died in the last 24 hours, taking the number of flood-related deaths to 84 this season, and over 14 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 27 districts as reported by the Disaster Reporting and Information Management System, Assam. Flood situation improved further, but more than 2,500 villages of 86 revenue circles are still reeling under the flood, and over 39,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, to track down the terrorists involved in the Kathua ambush in which 5 soldiers were martyred, over 20 persons have been detained for questioning, while a massive hunt entered its fourth day today. A massive hunt is going on from Kathua, Bhadarwa and Udhampur sites. Meanwhile, questioning of some people in the backdrop of the Kathua ambush is also underway. Joint search parties of police, army and paramilitary forces are carrying out intense searches in the forest area around the incident spot. U.S. President Joe Biden emphasized that NATO members should enhance the industrial capabilities to maintain an edge over Russia. Speaking at the 75th founding anniversary of NATO in Washington, he noted that Russia has increased its domestic defense production with assistance from China, Iran, and North Korea. In football, Colombia secured a spot in the Copa America 2024 final, defeating Uruguay 1-0 in the second semifinal in North Carolina, USA this morning. Colombia will face the defending champions Argentina in the final on the 15th of this month. Meanwhile, in the UEFA European Champions 2024, England have advanced to the finals after a thrilling 2-1 victory over the Netherlands in the second semi-final in Dortmund early this morning. England will take on Spain in the summit clash on the 15th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.